Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell even your mortal enemies about this, because everybody needs to basically get in a piece of this. This involves the entire scope of humanity, about life on this planet. And that's a real thing. That's a real something. Isn't that true, Organic?
No, that's the case, man.
It's 7 o'clock here on the dot, and you are listening to Cocooning from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Comedy Organic OK. He's a real headmaster of all this. He's the one really running the show. I'll tell you one thing. And you know what? Check out a singer by the name of Maya Harrison. Boy, has she got a career. She's traveling the world just like we, whatever, for that greater good. And don't just listen. Talk. Call in and let us know what's going on with you. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right. Now, if you've been listening to our show, whatever, thank you. We need basically an audience. We need people to we're not just doing this to be heard and seen ourselves for show business. We're doing this because this is about a charity event that affects the entire scope of humanity. Now, I guess I can start from the beginning. I was born and raised in McKinleyville, California. Spent most of my life there. McKinleyville, where horses have the right of way. It was a grand sort of something or other, I guess. There was something about McKinleyville. Let me say something. McKinleyville, I know everybody likes to boast about where they're from, like it was the best. But, dude, McKinleyville, we had everything. Everything. I mean, basically, we had a lot of hiking trails. You could walk, ride horseback, you could skateboard. And it was in Northern California. You can sled, ski, and snowboard once again, and toboggan and all that. It snowed there. We even had a beach. We had it all. Now, that's a fact. So let me tell you this much. I basically spent most of my life in McKinleyville, California. I thought I would die there. I thought, not going to see the rest of the world, but why do I need to? You know? I got to tell you something. McKinleyville seemed to have more than enough. I was perfectly happy to spend the rest of my life just coasting, getting by, doing kind of the bare minimum, whatever. I could just stop and smell the rogues, whatever. I'll take any job, whatever, just so I can sit back and groove, you know? Organic, you stopped in McKinleyville. Tell me, is it everything I'm saying it is?
See, he's talking about the part that you don't get to see. It's like behind the scenes of all the cut, and right there, that's the one we're looking for. It's the part that he's not telling you, okay? See, just like advertising and marketing, right? You have a strategy, you have a team that actually understand how to put together something, right? Mm-hmm. Then you have the other part where when you go somewhere and you see how the advertisement doesn't necessarily, you know, you don't identify with that marketing because they don't tell you about how the people at the actual facility are going to mistreat you, right?
Right.
And they can tell you how the advertisement was so nice and how all these things look so good, the clothes. Now, you go to places and landscape around the world, around the nation, so beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just for this. This reminds me of the crocodile habitat. You know, you put down your little picnic blanket, the nice neutered grass and land, and it looks something about it got a mysterious kind of depth over around it. And you're like, well, let me put my picnic blanket right here. As soon as you put your picnic blanket down, you get comfortable. Remember, you're not one of them experts in life survival skills, able to navigate these free appetizing eating kinds of situations, it will be a meal. And they don't tell you about places like this place he's talking about that are some of the most cross-contaminated in kind of like a laboratory, like a scientist point of view. They don't tell you that because most people that have that point of view don't necessarily get to live to enjoy being free. So if you get to live and adventure being not destroyed by the evils that lurk around those kind of places where you least suspect it, that's another story. But yes, my name is Comedy Organic OK, and that kind of place is just another type of situation. Landmass can be in a tree, like hiking, and he's telling you that. But if you're in a place like that and you're trying to enjoy the scenery and everyone telling you, why are you here? What is the reason you're here? I never seen you here. I never went in town. That's another situation. Now, go ahead, Feces. I will talk with you in a short minute or two after you have some free time. All right, everyone, listen. He's telling you the point of view of those that are actually welcome in places like that. Okay.
Well, anyway, it was just like by the time I was basically out of high school, I was starting to think, what am I going to do now? Everybody I know told me I need to give it some real thought. I mean, I did everything there was to do in McKinleyville. I enjoyed life, leisurely, whatever. But now the plans for the future are what matter. So now what? I thought, basically, I'll just take any job, whatever there was. But here's the thing. There weren't a lot of jobs available in McKinleyville. Jobs are getting more and more scarce nowadays. There are immigrants looking to come over to do the jobs that we hate, nobody wants to do for absolutely nothing. And more people were trying to go to college, whatever, get some high-demand skill in a big field. It's true. It's very true. The truth is, I was without means. I had basically been doing my own blog talk radio show, much like this one, while ranting right about what was wrong with the world, what the world needs to do, whatever. Ask people I know to listen to it. I don't think they did. One of the problems was not just they were busy and not interested, but I've always wondered, how do you listen to blog talk radio? It's not like turning on your basic radio in your car and your alarm clock where it's that simple. How do you listen to blog internet radio? Do you just download it when you're done? I don't know. Anyway, it didn't last long. I ordered a free account, and after a while they said, okay, now it's time to start paying for it. And the truth is, well.
Hey, Art, just for a moment.
All right, go ahead.
Don't let the lies and cross-contamination that unfree would talk to you, okay? But understand, when freedom tell you something that's not free, that is free, don't let that be the case. We have to be so strong in the ability of the solution where that's the actual mode of our structure information. Talk to you in a moment.
All right, okay. My parents didn't consider what I was doing a job. They said, it'd be one thing if you were on terrestrial radio and someone was paying you. But who's listening to you now? You're basically talking to yourself, brother, in your room, basically, with the phone. No, it was around the holidays. My father told me it was time for me to go. Not because he basically, wanted more time to spend with my mother. I mean, those two never enjoy each other's company. But he just looked at me as one more burden to get rid of. So I left with only the clothes on my back and a backpack that was only half full. I went out to the woods and whatever. I went out. I walked the trail, passed by our famed waterfall, and came across some people. One of them was Comedy Organic OK. And he told me about how he was doing this whole thing, you know, going all around, picking up garbage off the street and helping the homeless. He told me all that. That was something. That was, and then he invited me to join. He even gave me a moniker. He thought, no, don't use your real name. I'm going to give you a moniker name, DJ Butterfly Feces. I wasn't crazy about the name, but he explained it to me. Look at it this way. Everyone knows about how the caterpillar spins a cocoon, goes to a workshop, and then emerges a beautiful butterfly. Everybody knows that. But no one realizes the droppings it leaves behind help organically things to grow and all that. You know, that's the thing when cows do that and whatever, because they eat so much grass personally and whatever, yada, yada, yada. But the butterfly does the same. I didn't like the idea of being butterfly dung, bug poop, but I guess I just went along with it. Told me it was his way or the highway. What else was I to do? Where was I to go? Anywho, truth is, we did it. He basically took me around later, near the end of the year, we flew all the way outside the U.S., head over to Vicenza, Italy, to spread our message, fame and joy. It's true. Something grand. We were doing big things. Great things. We picked up garbage, whatever, and I came across some people who knew basically a little English. I saw how some of them slept in condemned buildings or whatever. Notice how art-conscious Italy is. It's a very decorative country. There's a lot of beauty to it. It was a great place. There was a lot of grandeur there. We got to be there for New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. They did things a little different than they did in the U.S. It was all kind of beautiful. There was even a parade day one. Organic told me how special it all was. I don't know. Then before I knew it, we were off on another adventure. Went all over picking up trash to make the world a better place and helping get the homeless off the streets. When I asked where we were headed next, Organic didn't like that. He basically, I was like a kid, are we there yet? Are we there? I wanted to know where we were to prepare myself. So this episode, where were we? Tennessee. Nashville, Tennessee. I looked around at the place. It had, once again, a beauty all its own. I told Organic, I know we're going to go in here to work and whatever, and I don't mind doing all that. I don't mind it at all. But tell me something. I mean this. After we're done, can you do some sightseeing here? See what this place has to offer? All the cities do start to feel the same when you just pick garbage up off them and then help somebody get off them as well. I mean that. Dang. Fair enough, we're picking up garbage, whatever. What do I know about Nashville? Well, I heard it's the home office of country music and basically politics. A lot of politics and music made in Nashville. It's 50 minutes after the hour here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. Let us know what you're thinking. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Once again, we came across people who basically been thrown out in the streets like so much garbage. There we were, trying to get them off the street somehow. Some way. I'll tell you that much. The truth is, it could happen. We're trying to make sure, but a lot of people, I asked them, how do you get wound up out here? A lot of them told me they were country singers who basically looked to make a career and whatever, but, well, once again, look, the music industry, people don't make money in the music industry anymore. When free downloading came along, you know, there are cultures that think the camera steals your soul. Well, in a way, yeah, it does. It takes your essence of whatever. Everybody's broke. I mean, people don't have to pay for a lot of stuff anymore, but somehow doing that just kind of made a lot of people broke. There I was trying to help them. I thought, this thing is, what are their basically skills do they have? I mean, once again, it didn't look like people were basically going to, like, the right to listen to free music was going to disappear anytime soon. I like listening to free music as much as the next person, but even I realized what would happen if I spent all this time trying to make the music flawless, perfect, to reach out and touch your soul, and then someone just stuck it up on the internet for free. Not as the people are listening, but when people aren't paying, everything falls apart. One of the reasons that we're in such a bad recession is because when people try to look for stuff for free, money stops exchanging hands. Society doesn't work no more.
Okay, just back up a moment for a second.
Go ahead.
I understand, you know, the feces position of having to throw up this, regurgitate this cross-insemination to actually eat this meal. But hold on. Every economic setup, people, you understand, it's different skills, right? They tell you about how money is circulating in certain communities, right? I just use this. When this money is circulating in communities, and the community that circulates the money around, that's able to keep more money around and go into business, because business is about, in, you know, exchanging and investment, right? Exchange and investment, right? So if you're a business owner and your community invests in you and do things to put you in place, you're going to have a different type of mindset for that kind of conditioning of success, especially if you got people that's enhancing your understanding and, you know, giving you experience that you wouldn't have otherwise. You're going to be looking at things a little bit different, correct? Compared to somebody that was bleeding you out, you ain't got enough money to even pay your bills, they bleeding you out, and they're not happy with what they got, and they bleeding you out, right? The person that normally more miserable than you is bleeding off your happiness is probably the person that you really look at times, right? Because if you are the happiest and your success is in the wealth of returning on your happiness and you're not chasing money, money is chasing you, are you going to have the same type of, in that setup, right? Just look at this at different directions, angles. If you're successful in your business and based on the arena that you're covering, because a lot of people are really successful in their particular, you know, arena of success. But guess what? That community could be suffering because that money, based on that business, they can take the money around the asset community and not invest it in the community. Is that a difference?
Yeah, indeed.
So it's places like that. They take their money around the community. You didn't know they were successful because how they take their money around the community. They suck the oxygen in the actual vapors. They smoke up the vapors of your success. They get high on the vapors. And those people are different types of animals. And you find out it's different types of systems in communities, right? So this is what I'm saying. I'm saying, right here, a lot of people doing a lot of talking and not necessarily giving the resources. Now, if you don't have the understanding how to translate and, give people information. I mean, I've seen a lot. People say, well, come over here, I'll give you the information. And you see this stuff, you say, man, this is can't get conversation. Because a lot of people don't understand what is can't get conversation. You know that, PT? What is can good conversation?
Candid conversation.
Can good.
I admit, I don't know what that is. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't know.
Okay. So can good conversation is where the process of what you normally have, right? So if you normally have a fresh piece of fruit, organic piece of fruit, that you get to smell the soil. You get to smell, the natural life of that, right? This fruit is almost, I'm going somewhere, and you're going to feel a little bit of something for those that see things a different way. You almost get to see the autopsy. You're going to see the toxic autopsy of what that fruit is, and guess what? You bearing that food. You're the cemetery. Do you know what the cemetery is for food?
You're
a cemetery for that canned good. You're the cemetery because normally the healthiest food, the healthiest vegetable, they always tell you the processed food, what is it not good for? Okay. Because the things they put in there to preserve that fruit or vegetables, stuff be lasting them canned goods. Sometimes people be eating them canned goods and serving them out and been months. In some cases, years, and they know they're supposed to eat that. Imagine that. And that's the experience some people give you. They give you that. Now, feces, I know you was getting to a point. For those out there, this is what I want to tell everyone. All those people out there that have been following up on the show platform, this is what we got to do. We're going to shortly, in a very short period of time on different platforms, we're going to catch up with the people that have been following the show. I want to give some people that actually are on this Blog Talk platform with their own platform shows. And I want to talk about some of the things, interview and talk about some of the things. Is that right, Fisher? I'm going to plug this. I'm going to talk about some of the things in those platforms, on those different shows. Today, I'd like to say thank everyone that actually tuned into this show. I have to say, Feces, thank you for hosting this show and informing the people about the journey that you're traveling. I could say thank you for the actual, a little bit of plug that you're pretty much. It's almost like you're throwing. It's like you're throwing an air freshener in the air, and you say, "This is clean. This is clean the air in the pollution." And you said, oh, Maya. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, Maya. Smell something. Okay, yes, I hear her. Maya. Okay, yes, Maya. Who is Maya? It's millions of people around the world know who Maya is, but guess what? It's billions of people in the world, correct?
That's true.
Okay. So when you're tagging somebody, even if people know who they is, it's a way to go about it, right? So if someone don't know or people do know about what you're talking about, right? If you're tagging somebody in a way that people are connecting, identify with the message, you're going to connect people to following that person and connecting to that person on a deeper level, right? You know what I mean? It's like when you're talking about somebody important in your life, say this, somebody important in your life, you're talking about them and somebody you connect. They say, are you talking to such and such? And they say, oh, no, I ain't talking all the time. I miss their food. I miss being around them. They're so funny. They're so amusing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people might not say amusing. Some people use different pronunciation of different words. But the thing that's funny is it's so powerful, the message that you're trying to translate to someone that may not. This is the thing I'm going to tell you. This is the thing I'm going to tell you right now. You ever heard of the expression out of sight?
Indeed.
Out of mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when you just go over something, just over something,
do you really take the time to really, like, in marketing, advertising, in business, what people do, they get the idea, okay, this is what we're going to do, we're going to attack this person. But what people don't realize, the people that are really the most successful, people that truly do things beyond what they are programmed to do or, you know, meant to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think people like certain celebrities more than others? Because some celebrities go out their way more than others, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not always them being famous because they got the biggest movie. Sometimes things they do behind the scenes that people say, wow, I really like this person. And if you're trying to build a better relationship with people in general, you want to understand, what are you doing? Look at the people that you truly look up to or people that you respect and what they did and what are you doing? Are you truly doing your best? I ain't talking about kill yourself, but are you doing something to not kill yourself from doing better things? Something you can do, it can push you into killing yourself because it's not the right things that's in really investing in your life, that's making your life more fulfilling, right? So
mm-hmm.
that's not just, you know, cross-contaminate this, you know, this platform. Just heal the platform in your life where you can truly bless your blessings in the desire or your taste of fascinating moments that you're able to travel and see people. Yeah, think about how that is. You know what I mean? You meet somebody and they're just truly vibing with you, right? And they like, wow, this person, I know they go, like, you understand, have you ever met somebody that you know that you truly going to enjoy them and you don't know them that well? And you vibing with them so much, and it's like it just connects you on a different wavelength to another level. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Take the time to really vibe with people as much as you possibly can. Vibe with them more than you actually been taught to so you can rebirth and reconnect your vibing level so it can be more familiar. And you have to look at people like they're strangers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is organic, you know, this is okay. You know, I put that O, that period, that K period, you know. And for all that, I say comedy, you know. And let's give DJ Butterfly CC's a round of applause.
DJ Butterfly CC's!
Thank you. I'm flat. I'm appreciated. I'm appreciating. Dang. In the time we got left, let me just say, we were in Nashville, whatever. We picked up garbage, and you know what? I talked to people. Once again, I just reached out to them and made friends with them. Now, I know that basically, couldn't just basically expect organic just to give them money and make the profit disappear. Now, you feed them for a day, they're going to feed for a day. I'd thank you for listening to Kakuna from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces, the one and only. You can pick up all our shows on the web, off the internet, at blogtalkradio.com.
Yes,
tune in tomorrow.
You can do that. This is comedy, organic, okay. I would have said, this is what I want to say. I want to say to you, to your desires of having a day that's been weathering more wealth of delivery. And your delivery has been giving you cleansing. You've been cleansing your problems, and you've been fulfilling desires into this moment where people have been looking, and you have been fulfilling those moments where people can truly be rewarded, healed with a natural, organic, vibrational level, and fulfilling, connecting, everyone organic. That's organic. Organic is really my desire to push those very magical moments. Thank you, DJ Butterfly Feces, for hosting and putting that message out there.
Of course.
And also, too, I wanted to say I appreciate, you know, Maya. I appreciate the message that you're providing others. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for eventually getting involved. Do that, will you? Thank you and good night.